Good morning, CCCS.
美的教会的弟兄姐妹朋友们，早上好。
I bring you greetings from the United Kingdom.
我从英国向你们致候。
Especially to our pastors and elders.
尤其是对这个教会的牧长和牧长们。
And especially to our distinguished guests, Pastor and Mrs. Ting Wu Lee, and also Pastor and Mrs. Peter Yang.
尤其是对我们今天邀请来的特约的贵宾丁牧师
李定武牧师
李定武牧师
杨胜师牧师
杨胜师牧师
Well, CCCS, happy 40th anniversary.
祝贺美的教会40周年。
And today, I believe the church will be celebrating with, amongst other things, a building dedication.
除此之外，我们今天的教会还要庆祝我们的一个建筑要准备献堂。
So this morning I'd like to share with you a Bible passage about another 40th anniversary.
So 今天早晨我和大家一起分享有段经文，它讲的也是另外一个地方纪念四十年。
And the people of God also built something to commemorate the occasion.
当时神的百姓也建造了某样东西用来纪念。
Before we jump into God's word, let's pray together.
我们先低头做个祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, during this season of thanksgiving, we remember you.
赛的天父，在这感恩的季节，我们再一次向你献上祷告。
We thank you for leading this church for the last 40 years.
我们感谢你四十年来带领我们这个教会。
And we thank you for the blessings that you've brought upon our individual lives.
我们也感谢你给我们每一个个人带来的祝福。
Now may your word speak to our hearts.
求你向我们心说话。
Speak a word of challenge, a word of conviction.
给我们挑战，给我们扎心。
Speak a word of comfort, a word of counsel.
给我们安慰。
Now, O Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer.
神啊，我们的磐石，我们的救赎主，愿我的话语，我们的心思意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Amen.
Amen.
After leaving Egypt, the Israelites spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness.
离开埃及以后，以色列人在旷野里边游荡了四十年。
It was about the year 1400 BC.
这大概是公元前主前1400年左右。
After 40 years of wandering,
四十年在旷野里边漂流。
God finally led them to the doorstep into the promised land.
神最后终于把他们带到了应许之地的门口。
However, the Jordan River separated them from their destination.
然而就在他们眼前横着一条约旦河。
Now, perhaps like me, you've been to Israel and you've seen the River Jordan.
也许在座的有人像我一样去过以色列，也见过约旦河。
It's an idyllic, calm river, very suitable for baptisms.
那条河非常的安静用来洗礼是非常合适的。
But at this point in the history of the Israelites,
但是在当时以色列历史中
at this point the river was actually at flood stage.
当时的约旦河正处在涨潮
The waters had overflowed the banks.
水漫过两岸。
The river was going sometimes 40 miles per hour.
河流的速度有的时候可以达到每小时40英里。
At some places, it was 12 feet deep.
有的地方有十二英尺深。
And the place where the Israelites had crossed was probably over 600 feet.
以色列人当时所要过跨过约旦河的地方，也许有六百英尺深。
It was not a calm, idyllic river. At that point, it looked more like this.
当时的河流可不是像我们想象当中那么平静，而是更像图上所显示的那样。
There was no way that people could cross that kind of a river.
当时人是根本不可能徒步过河的。
We're talking about 600,000 men plus women and children.
当时有六十万的男人，再加上妇女和儿童。
The estimate is about 2 million people trying to cross that river.
当时总共大约有200万的人要过这条河。
But no worries, God is here.
但是别着急，神在这儿。
God commanded the people to follow the Ark of the Covenant.
神命令他的百姓跟着约柜走。
That the priest would carry the Ark of the Covenant into the river.
祭司抬着约柜走到河里面去。
And once the feet of the priest stepped into the river stopped flowing.
当祭司的脚一跨进河中的时候，水就停了。
All the water piled up in a great heap upstream.
河流就在他们的上游，堆积在一块，止住了。
And God brought the Israelites across on dry ground.
神带着他的子民走过干地。
Just like 40 years before when they crossed the Red Sea.
就像他们40年前跨过红海一样。
Now, most people, when we read the book of Joshua,
很多人读过约书亚记。
We would simply just skim past the story.
我们很可能很快的就读过这段故事。
And we would move on to more exciting stories, like the battle with Jericho, the walls falling down.
我们很可能就越跨过一些章节去读那些更加引人入胜的故事，比如说是耶利哥的城怎么倒塌。
Walking across a river, not very exciting stuff.
过约旦河听起来不那么令人兴奋。
And yet in the Bible, the Bible spends over 2 chapters describing this event.
然而圣经花了2个章节的篇幅来描述这个事件。
So it means that this is spiritually significant.
这就是说，这里边有很深的属灵的意义。
Now we assume, well, if you have a Bible, please open it to Joshua chapter 4.
如果大家有圣经的话，翻到约书亚记第四章。
And that chapter talks about the Israelites as they moved across this riverbed. They picked up stones.
这个章节讲到当时的以色列人要过河的时候，从河里边扛起那些河里边的石头。
And they built a memorial for the Lord.
他们用这些石头。树立起一个石碑。
Now we assume that it must have been a gigantic monument.
我们脑海里想象的这个石碑一定是又高又大。
Must have been comparable to the Matilda Ministry Center.
至少要和我们那个 Matilda 施工中心那么大，那么宏伟。
What did it look like?
看到底这些石碑像什么样的呢？
It must have looked like something like this, so people will remember this event.For all eternity.
这些石碑一定是又高又大，所以后代世世代代一定会永远记住这些东西。
Remember, because we said it is significant.
但不是吗？我们刚才说了，这些石碑有很深的属灵的意义。
How big was it?
到底有多大呢？
So I did a little experiment myself.
所以我就做了一个实验。
Because in verse 5 it tells us that 12 men carried these 12 stones on their shoulders.
因为第五节的时候。说到十二个人，每人肩扛一块石头。
So I experimented and I took something heavy and I used boxes of photocopy paper.
所以为了模拟当时的实验，我就拿了那个专门放打印纸的那个纸箱子。
And each box was heavy, even though it was just paper.
每一个箱子很沉，虽然里面放的就是纸头。
So I could imagine if it were a stone, it would be even heavier.
如果真的是石块的话，肯定更沉。
So the stones could not have been bigger than a box of photocopy paper.
所以当时他们扛的那些石块不可能再比我现在扛的那个纸箱子要大很多。
So I had 12 boxes and I tried to build it as imposing and as magnificent it can get.
我尽量的把这十二个纸箱子堆成一个石碑，尽量的把它堆得又高又大。
I got one of my colleagues to help me, and we started to stack these boxes.
我叫别人一起帮我，一起跟我帮忙啊！总算堆了一个十二个纸箱子的。
Finally, I built a tower 12 blocks high.
最后我就建了一个有十二层的所谓一个塔，纸塔，纸箱塔。
But stacking them like that, it was not stable, and it toppled easily.
但是如果是像这样堆放的话，很不稳定，随时可能会倒塌。
So much more so if you're using irregular blocks of stone.
更不用提你当时扛的是一些石块，表面都不是很平整的。
So I finally realized that it probably that the Israelites they just put them in a heap, like a pile, kind of like this.
所以我当时就想到，当时的以色列人也许就是像这样的堆他们的石碑。
Not very substantial at all.
看上去并不是那么有高有大。
So today we're studying this Bible passage about building a small stone monument.
所以我们今天所看的经文讲的其实是 建造的石碑看上去是很不起眼的。
What does it have anything to do with us?
这些石碑和我们今天有什么关系呢？
First of all, let's ask why the Israelites had to build this small rock pile.
首先我们要问的问题是，当时以色列人为什么要建这样的石碑？
Well, firstly, because God told them to build it.
当然，首先是神让他们这样做。
You see, as the Israelites were crossing the riverbed, it was not because they thought, oh, pretty stones, let's take one as a souvenir.
当时以色列人过河的时候，并不是看见那些石头觉得很好玩，拿去带了，像纪念品一样把它带走。
Verses 1 through 3 said, the Lord said to Joshua, choose 12 men from among the people and bring these 12 stones.
第四章第一到第三节是神对约书亚说，从每一个支派里边选一个人，把这些石块，每人肩扛一个石块。
The Israelites didn't come up with this idea. God told them to do it.
并不是以色列人自己想出这个主意，是神让他们做的。
And as unimpressive as this monument was, God commanded it.
虽然这些石碑很不起眼，但是神命令他们这样做。
Brothers and sisters, when God tells you to build something,Don't argue with God.
弟兄姊妹们，当神让你去建造某样东西的时候，不要和神争论。
When God told Noah to build the ark,
当神让挪亚去建造方舟的时候
，an ark meaning a wooden box.
所谓的方舟，也就是一个木盒子而已。
To build it in the middle of nowhere, not even near water,
在一个荒郊野外去造一个木盒子，离水是很远的地方。
You don't see in the Bible that Noah put up a fight.
当圣经当中你可没见到挪亚在跟神在犟嘴。
When God told Abraham to build an altar to sacrifice his only son, you didn't see Abraham speaking back or talking back to God.
当神让亚伯拉罕建造一个祭坛，把他的儿子献上的时候，亚伯拉罕没有和神争论。
When God told the early Christians to build up the church, despite all the heavy persecution, the Christians did as God told them.
当神让早期的基督徒在逼迫当中造一个教堂、造教会，基督徒们也顺服了。
God has His purposes.
神有他自己的目的。
When He tells us to do something, it means that His faithfulness will be demonstrated.
当神让我们做某样事情的时候，神的信实总有一天会彰显。
Even in the most insignificant, even in the most smallest of structures.
即便是让我们造一些很不起眼的东西。
But in contrast, we humans like to build also.
但是我们人自己却喜欢造一些高大上的东西，来彰显我们自己。
We like to build something big, the bigger the better.
越大越高越好。
We build our castles, we build our kingdoms, we build our empires.
我们造城堡，我们造国王国，我们造我们自为我们自己建造东西。
Most of them not initiated by God, nor built for His purposes.
很多东西并不是神让我们去造，我们也不是为了神去造。
The ancient Egyptians built pyramids.
古代的埃及人造了金字塔。
These were only tombs.
这只不过是一些法老的墓而已。
Because the ancient Egyptians believed that.
因为古代的埃及人他们认为
if you have a typical way, a certain way of embalming dead bodies, they will come back from the dead.
他们认为当你把那些死尸用某种特殊的药膏涂抹安葬以后，总有一天他们会复活。
What do you call those dead bodies after they embalm them?
你们管这些死尸包裹了以后叫什么呢？叫木乃伊。
木乃伊 ，okay, mummies, right?、
So
the kings did it, the pharaohs did it.
国王是这样做，法老也这样做。
But also the commoners did it.
普通人也这样做。
In fact, even the poor people believed in this so much that they would not have food and still make themselves into mummies after they die.
甚至有些穷人，他们虽然平时吃不上饭，但他们仍然希望他们死以后要把他们弄成木乃伊。
Of course, some of those mummies were elaborate.
当然，有些木乃伊包装的非常精致。
Some of them were just embalmed, wrapped in cloths, and buried.
有些就是随随便便的就给他们涂上各种抹药以后，把它裹上以后，裹上布以后就把他们埋葬。
Now you might wonder what happened to these mummies and what happened to the pyramids.
啊，你们会想，他们埋葬了以后，这些木乃伊会发生什么样的变化呢？这些金字塔后来发生了什么样的事情呢
？Well, we all know that most of the pyramids got pillaged and tomb raiders went in and took all the expensive things.
当然，我们知道在历史上很多木乃伊都被各种各样的盗墓人给挖掘了，里边很多珍贵的东西被盗走了。
So much for your big castles and empires.
这就是你所建造的各种各样的城堡。
But how about the mummies themselves?
啊，那些木乃伊本身呢
？By the year in the 1800s,
在1800年的时候。
The 1800s, 那个世纪的十九
世纪的时候，十九世纪的时候
，there were so many mummies in Egypt. They didn't know what to do with them.
埃及有那么多的木乃伊，他们不知道怎么处理。
There are millions of mummies lying around.
有成千上百万的木乃伊。
And there are stories that the people started to use these mummies as firewood.
所以当时很多人就把那些木乃伊当作火柴，烧火的东西。
And some of them.Well, the unscrupulous merchants started to make money off these mummies that they didn't know what to do with.
很多奸商当时就发现了这样的发财机会，用这些木乃伊来发财。
Many of the mummies were sent to other countries.
很多木乃伊被卖到别的国家。
And I know when I was just doing some research, we know that many of them were actually sent to England.
很多木乃伊就被送到了英国。
Where some of the rich people would hold these parties.
很多富人他们开 party 的时候
，they would have these unwrapping parties.
他们专门开一种 party， 就是专门拆开这些木乃伊。
And they would charge people to come watch as they unraveled the mysteries of the mummies.
他们当时要人付费，专门前来观望这样的事件，就是如何把木乃伊给打开。
And sometimes there would be amulets and nice little treasures as they unwrapped it, and of course these would be kept as their own.
当然有的时候当你在解开这些木乃伊布的时候你会发现一些珍宝当然这些珍宝就变成他们自己的私人财产
A lot more mummies but were ground into powder
很多更多的木乃伊被碾成了粉末
For a long time in the 1800s mumia became a medicine
很多的在18世纪这些木乃伊的粉末就成了所谓的一种药
People actually made into medicine and people would apply it topically oringest them for the health benefits.
当时很多人真是迷信这样的药，他们觉得是有神奇的功效，所以他们用来涂上身。
You're Chinese.
涂在身上，然后再甚至然后吃到嘴里面去。
Chinese eat everything, so.
中国人觉得不应该觉得奇怪，因为我们中国人什么东西都吃。
But this was actually the demand was so great that they did not have enough mummies to go around.
当时呢，需求那样的大，所以木乃伊一下子供不应求。
And more mummies were actually ground to powder and made into paint.
更多的木乃伊是把它碾成粉末以后变成颜色涂料。
In fact, a lot of famous painters use this color, mummy brown, for their paintings.
事实上，有很多有名的画家用那些所谓的木乃伊的那种棕色特有的那种棕色涂料来作画。
And I wonder those people who actually built the pyramids.
我在想，当时这些建造金字塔的人。
Whether they had guessed that one day they would end up in somebody's painting.
他们会不会想到他们自己的尸体总有一天会被人用来做涂料
And so some people build pyramids.
所以有的人建造金字塔
And some people build careers and businesses.
有的人建造自己的一生的事业
Some people build on a certain lifestyle or build on their youth and beauty.
有的人花一生的精力来从事某种事业某种生活某种特殊生活，甚至放在美容上。
Some people try to build a healthy financial portfolio.
还有的人，花一生的时间让自己的财库充足。
But the Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
但是圣经说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Some years ago, when I was still a youth pastor here at CCCS,
很多年前，当我还是美德教会青年事工牧师的时候
，I used to bring a lot of young people on short-term mission trips, like what Pastor Paul is doing.
和那个 Paul 汉牧师一样，我那时候也带很多年轻人去做短宣。
But I worked our team members hard.
但是我让他们呢，那些人的都是努力的工作。
And I made sure that they did not sleep very much, but worked very hard.
我不让他们睡懒觉，而是让他们努力工作。
And they had to put their best foot forward and they were to strive for excellence.
他们一定要尽他们的本分，做最好的事情。
And we did very well.
我们当时做得不错。
We gained a reputation for ourselves.
我们当时为自己获得了名声。
We went to many countries around the world, and people always loved our mission teams.
我们到了全球各地的很多国家，他们那边的人都非常欢迎我们。
I demanded a lot for myself, so I worked hard.
我对自己要求也很高，我也工作得很努力。
And I demanded a lot from our young people.
我对我的年轻人的团队也要求很高。
So much so that sometimes our team members would break down in tears.
以至于有的时候，我们的团队里边有的人就盯不住了，会真的是会哭起来。
And they would say to me, "We are already giving our best to the Lord. Why are you still pushing us?"
有些人对我抱怨说，我们已经尽自己的努力了，你为什么还要逼我们
？And I would tell them, "Because we are building the kingdom of God."
但是我会跟他们说，我们在为神建造国度啊。
After some soul searching, I came to the conclusion.
经过一段的反思以后
，the reason why I pushed our team members so hard.
我发现我之所以把我们的团队逼得那么紧
it was because their performance reflected upon my reputation.
是因为我意识到他们做的好坏，他们的表现是否好还是坏，反映着我本人怎么样。
I wanted people around the world to say that Ian's teams are the best.
我希望说全世界的人都说马伊安牧师的团队是最好的。
I was not asking the young people to build God's kingdom. I was asking them to build my kingdom.
我当时并不是让年轻人去建造神的国度，而是让他们建造我的国度。
So brothers and sisters, even in Christian ministry, sometimes we end up building something God never told us to build.
所以弟兄姊妹们，即便是在事工当中，我们有的时候我们所干的事情并不是神让我们所干的。
So let me ask you.
所以我问大家。
What are you building with your life?
你们一生在建造什么东西呢？
And while you're asking that, ask yourself, why am I building this? Who told me to build this?
可以再反复的问一下，是我为什么要花这么多的力气建造这些东西？是谁让我这样做的呢？
So the Israelites built a monument for God.
于是以色列人就为神建造了这些石碑。
If you were to build a monument for God, what would you use to build?
如果你来为神建造石碑的时候，你会用什么样的材料呢？
I would have used something that depicted strength, victory.
我要用的材料一定是能够展现力量，展现我们的胜利。
If I were there and I were Joshua, I would have built with something more grand.
如果我当时是约书亚，我让我的子民百姓去建造石碑的时候，我一定让他们造的又高又大又高大上。
I would have waited until the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, and I would have used those rocks to build the monument.
我一定当时会等到那个耶利哥的城墙倒塌了以后，我用城墙的石块来建造石碑。
Or better yet, after I kill all those kings, I would use their heads to build the monument.
或者更好的，我把这些国王杀了以后，我用他们的头颅来装点这些石碑。
Why river stones?
为什么用这些很不起眼的河里边的石头呢？
So plain, so ordinary.
看上去那么的不起眼，那么的简单。
Because the stones spoke of human weakness.
但是正是这些不起眼的石块，他们所展现的是人的软弱。
In verse 18 in the passage, we read that the priest came out of the river carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. No sooner had they set their feet on the dry ground than the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and ran as flood stage as it had before.
我们十八节这样看到，抬耶和华约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来，脚掌刚落旱地，约旦河的水就流到原处，仍然和以前涨过两岸。
You see, the Jordan was totally impassable at flood stage.
所以大家看着这个画面，当约旦河涨水的时候，人徒步是不可能走过去的。
But God delivered Israel through this impossible situation, and the people crossed over on dry ground.
但正是在这样一个不可能的情况下，神搭救了以色列人，让他们通过旱地一样走过了约旦河。
The River Jordan represented our human limitations and our helplessness.
约旦河代表的是我们人的极限和人的无助。
In fact, oftentimes in Christian literature, the River Jordan is a symbol of death.
事实上，在很多基督教的文献当中，约旦河被用来形容成是死亡的。
Humans cannot pass through death safely on our own.
我们人类光靠我们自己是无法自己平安的跨过这些死因幽谷的。
But God delivers us through hopeless situations.
但是正是在这样绝望的时刻，神会搭救我们。
And He brings us into the promised land.
他把我们带到应许之地。
When we are weak, then we see that He is strong.
当我们软弱的时候，我们看见神的刚强。
Once upon a time, there were two ducks and a frog that lived in a farm pond.
很久以前，有两个鸭子和一个青蛙在一个荷塘里边。
The three were best of friends, and they played together and amused themselves in this little watering hole.
在这个小水塘里面，这三个人非常要好，他们一起在那儿嬉戏。
But the summer heat was coming.
但是然而夏天来了。
And the pond was drying up.
这个水塘很快就干了。
Well, it was not a problem because the ducks could just simply fly away to go to another pond.
当然对鸭子来说没什么问题，他们可以飞到另外有水的地方。
But the frog was stuck there.
但青蛙就陷在那儿了。
So they thought about what to do, and then they decided that the two ducks would carry a long stick between their bills.
当时他们就想出一个办法，两个鸭子他们的嘴巴里边每要抬一个。抬一个杆子，两个鸭子每叼各叼一头。
And the frog would be in the middle, and he would hang on to the stick by his mouth.
那个青蛙就在当中用嘴巴咬住这个杆子。
And the three of them could fly off to another pond.
他们三个就一起就飞离这个已经干的水塘。
The plan worked.
这个计划成功了。
In fact, it worked so well that as the three took off and were flying, the farmer looked up and saw them.
他们飞上去的时候，当地的农民就看见了。
And the farmer called and said, "Wow, what a clever idea!"
那个农夫就说，真聪明啊。
I wonder who came up with that idea.
那个农夫就说，是谁想到这样的聪明的计划，这样的主意的呢
？And then the frog said, "It is me!"
那个青蛙就忍不住说，是我想出来的。
Humans like to boast about our strength and our successes.
我们人喜欢彰显夸张的炫耀我们自己的成功。
Pride is oftentimes our downfall.
我们的骄傲就是成了我们的绊脚石。
If you were to come to visit my wife and myself in England, we would bring you up to Scotland.
如果你到英国来看望我们的时候，来看我和师母的时候，我们会把你们带到苏格兰去。
It's pretty up there.
那边很漂亮
especially Edinburgh.
尤其是爱丁堡这个地方。
Edinburgh is famous for the Edinburgh Castle.
爱丁堡最有名的地方就是一个爱丁堡城堡。
A beautiful castle built on a rock.
是一个非常的一个非常漂亮的一个城堡，建造在磐石上。
There's only one way in. The rest of it is surrounded by these steep cliffs.
这个城堡只有一个地方可以进去，其他四周别的地方都是悬崖。
If you stand on top of the Edinburgh Castle, you'd realize that.This is totally impenetrable.
如果你站在这个城堡顶上的话，你会发现这个城堡是无法攻破的。
There's no way that enemies can fight and get in.
敌人不可能冲进这个城堡。
But however, the Edinburgh Castle had been defeated before.
然而，在历史上，爱丁堡城堡被攻陷过。
Because it only had one way in, and that was its weak spot, so they posted a lot of soldiers, a lot of the garrison there.
因为它有一个地方的入口，这就是他们最薄弱的环节，所以在那儿他们安排了很多很多的卫兵。
The northern side was their strong point because of the steep cliffs, no one could actually get in.
这个城堡的北面，他们认为是最保险的地方，因为他们那边面临的是悬崖，没有人可以从那边攻上来。
So they did not post any sentries there.
所以他们在那儿没有放任何的步兵安排。
Well, the opposing army sent.A few soldiers who climbed and climbed up the cliff, and surprised the garrison there into surrendering.
然而，他们的敌方就是从这个北边这个悬崖 爬上去，然后以突然的方式占据了这个城堡。
Its greatest strength became its greatest weakness.
他们认为最刚强的地方成了他们最软弱的地方。
And that is just like you and me.
这就和你我一样。
When we talk about our strengths and our weaknesses, those eventually become our weaknesses.
当我们谈到我们炫耀我们自己最强的地方的时候，这些东西往往成了我们最软弱的地方。
God's monument was to be built with stones from the middle of the Jordan.
神的石碑是用约旦河当中的那些小石块来建造起来的。
If the monument was built with stones from Jericho or the heads of enemies, people could have misunderstood and thought that it was by the power and the strength of the people that they had conquered the land.
如果当时他们用耶利哥城墙那些高大的石块来建造这样的一个石碑，甚至用敌方的头颅来装点这样的石碑的时候，当后人在看见石碑的时候，他们想的是什么呢？他们想，哦，当时建造这些石碑的人他们非常的厉害。
But river stones, there would be no confusion.
但是用这些河里边的石块造这样的石碑，就不会给人产生这样的错觉。
Because river stones speak of weakness.
因为这些正是这些石块，不起眼的石块，他们所诉说的是人类的软弱。
Think about this. When the river was at flood stage, when do you get to see river stones?
大家想一下，当河水在涨的时候，涨潮的时候，你怎么样才能看见这些石块呢？
When you're drowning.
只有当你快淹死的时候。
Christian testimonies are most powerful when we talk about not our successes, but our failures.
我们基督徒的见证什么时候最有力呢？那不是在我们见证，在炫耀我们自己成功的时候。而是在诉说我们失败的时候。
Because God takes the painful things of our lives and declares His victory with them.
因为正是神用我们身上的软弱，我们生命当中的软弱，用来彰显他的刚强，他的能力。
Just like the cross.
就像那个十字架一样。
Just like the cross.
就像十字架一样。
A tool for execution.
十字架原本是用来执行死刑的工具。
A symbol not of success,
这不是用来代表成功。
A symbol of defeat,
这是用来代表失败的。
Yet God transforms it,
然而神将这个十字架
to be a banner to talk about His victory over sin and death,
用来转变成一个向死亡和罪夸胜的东西，荣耀。
And so I say again, Christian testimonies are the most powerful when they do not speak about our strength.But our weakness.
所以我再强调一遍，我们基督徒的见证什么时候最强、最有力呢？那是当我们在讲自己的失败，而不是讲我们自己的成功的时候。
I like to talk about my strengths and my successes.
我很喜欢讲我自己的能力、我的成功的故事。
In fact, when you ever talk to me, I will always tell you about all the good things in my life.
事实上，如果你以前有机会跟我谈话的话，我经常喜欢讲我一生当中很多成功的事情、好的事情。
There are things I don't want to mention.
有些事情我不想谈。
For example,
比如
exactly 10 years ago to the day,
就是十年以前的今天
I went through the weakest time in my life.
我一生当中经历了最软弱的时候。
Every time I look at this picture, I would feel unwell because I remember how difficult going through cancer was.
每当我看见这张图片的时候，我当时就想起当时我是如何经历这个我得罹患癌症的那段时间。
I don't like to talk about my failures.
我不喜欢和别人谈我的失败。
Because it's painful to even remember.
因为每当想起这些事情，我就觉得很痛苦。
But when I share about my failures with others and how God delivered me.
但是当我和别人分享这段经历的时候，尤其是分享神如何搭救我的时候。
How He forgives me through my failures and how He has led me through the Jordan. These become my greatest assets.
当我和别人分享神如何是在这场困境的时候搭救我如何赦免我的过犯仍然帮助我的时候，我的这些分享就成了别人最大的帮助。
My pain and my weaknesses and my failures even become a monument that testifies to God's grace.
我的痛苦、我的失败、我的软弱成了见证神的刚强的石碑。
Our river stones demonstrates not our strength, but God's strength.
我们的那些渺小的河石，展现的不是我们自己的能力，而是神的能力。
They don't demonstrate our goodness, but God's goodness.
他们展现的不是我们怎么好，而是展现的是神的美好。
So brothers and sisters, do not shun your pain. Do not despise your failures.
所以弟兄姊妹们，千万不要躲避你们的痛苦和失败。
Because they are your building blocks of your life of faith.
你们正是用这些痛苦和失败，用来建造你们一生的信仰。
Use them to glorify God.
用他们来荣耀神。
And so let me ask you, what are your river stones?
所以我再次问大家，你们的河里的石块是什么呢？
Do you tend to hide them or do you share about them?
你是把这些不起眼的石块把它藏起来呢，还是用来和大家分享？
God told the people to build a monument with stones.
神让他的百姓用这些石块，河里的石块来建造一个石碑。
With stones that speak of their weakness.
这些石碑诉说的是人的软弱。
Lastly, we need to ask why.
啊，那最后我要问个问题，为什么呢？
Because the stones would serve as a sign.
因为这些石碑将来要作为一个记号。
To serve as a sign.
是作为一个记号。
And the passage tells us that it will serve as a sign among the people of Israel in the future, God says, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord.
事实上经文是这样说，这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据，日后你们的子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？你们就这样对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水在耶和华的约柜前断绝。
That even nature submits to God.
连大自然都向神低头。
In verses 21 and 22, it says, In the future,
22节说,
when your descendants ask your parents, what do these stones mean? Tell them Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground.
对以色列人说，日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说，这些石头是什么意思？你们就告诉他们说，以色列人曾走干地过约旦河。
The stones would serve as a sign.
这些石头可以用来作为记号。
A sign, and the Hebrew word oath means a banner, a mark.
啊，那从希伯来文这个 sign 就是 oath， 它的意思就是一个旗号、一个旗帜、一个路标。
A beacon，
啊，一灯塔。
A sign that is almost like a road sign that points the way，
就像我们的路标一样，指示人方向。
The stone monument that was to be built would be a sign for the children.
这些石头所造的路碑将来是为了子孙后代成为他们的路标。
To point them to God.
给他们指向神。
And the purpose is that the young people, that the descendants would also walk with God in trust and in obedience.
使得他们的子孙在将来在他们的一生当中也能够带着交托和信赖与神同行。
God says, be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen,or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them.
神这样说，你们要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事情，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。
Let's pause for a moment. Let's ask, why is God so concerned about the children?
我们现在停下来想一想，神为什么对我们子孙那么的关心？
Why is God so concerned about what the Israelites taught their children?
神为什么那么关心那些以色列人如何教导他们的子孙？
Because we teach our children what is important to us.
因为我们教导给子孙的是我们认为什么是重要的事情。
Young people, what do your parents teach you about?
在座的年轻人，你们的父母给你们教导的是些什么东西呢？
讲中文
Speak Chinese.
All right. Study hard.
努力学习。
Right. All those things. Yeah, because those things are important to your parents.
无非就是这些事情，因为这些事情在他们父母心目当中是非常重要。
Which means that when God says, teach these things to your children, meaning this has to be important to you.
也就是说你要教导你们的孩子这些事情，这些事情首先必须是成为你一生当中最重要的事情。
God, of course, was concerned about the children, the descendants, but God was more concerned about the people.
神当然关心子孙后代，但是神更关心的是当时那一代的人。
What is in your heart?
你心目当中是什么东西，最重要的是什么。
Because if that's important to you, you will naturally teach it to your children, to your loved ones, people that you care about.
如果这些事情是你心目当中最重要的，你当然会把这些事情交到给你的子孙，交到甚至给你的朋友和你最关爱的人。
And God is saying this crossing Jordan event is important. Make it your focus.
神说这个过约旦河这件事情要成为你一生当中最重要的事情。
The stone monument was not only a remembrance of what happened in the past.
这个石碑不仅仅是纪念以前发生过什么事情。
It's a reminder.
而是作为一个提醒。
What God will do in the present and what God will do in the future.
提醒我们大家，神现在会怎么做，将来会怎么做。
That God is the God who saved, but He is the God who also saves and will save.
神过去不但搭救我们，现在仍要解救我们，将来还要救我们。
Remember that.
记住这些。
That has to be the most important thing that you know.
这要成为你最重要的事情。
My friends, let me ask you, if there's only one thing that you have to teach to your children,
我问大家，如果你只有一件东西，一样事情可以教导你的子孙，
what would it be?
那是什么样的事情？
If you could only teach one thing, just one thing to your children or to your loved ones, for those of you who are not parents, you can still teach other people, right? If you could only teach one thing to your loved ones, what would it be?
如果你能给你的子孙只能教流传一样东西，或者你跟别人教导别人的时候只能教一样东西。
Because that one thing will reveal to you what's really important in your heart.
那你所教导的东西一定是能够显示你心目当中最重要的一件事情。
I was a youth pastor here, and now I'm a missionary working with the younger generation.
我以前曾经是青年事工的牧师，现在我是一个宣教士，和年轻人一起工作，同工。
I long to see parents build monuments of God for their children.
我真的是希望父母们能够为他们的孩子建造神的石碑。
But sadly, oftentimes only see monuments dedicated to education.
但是我们所看到的是，父母往往为他们孩子所建造的是一些如何重视教育等等方面的这样的石碑。
Monuments dedicated to success.
这些石碑是用来炫耀成功。
Or maybe monuments dedicated to their family reputation.
哦，是用来炫耀家族的荣耀。
Or to the Chinese culture.
或者是中国文化传统。
And I believe, at a certain level, the reason why many young people these days do not follow Jesus Christ with all their hearts.
所以我想，今天这一代的年轻人之所以不愿意能够热心的去跟从耶稣基督，
it's because parents have passed on the wrong priorities.
是因为他们的父母把错误的东西传给了他们。
You may remember Pastor Calvin Lee, who works in Japan and is a supported missionary of CCCS.
大家可能还记得，在日本呢，我们派出去的宣教士李宏玉牧师。
And I remember one time Pastor Lee was in the midst of CCCS, and he was sharing about his elderly mother.
我记得有一次他李宏玉牧师 来到我们中间，跟我们分享有关他那个年迈的父亲母亲。
And his mother was very old at that point and living in a nursing home.
当时他的母亲已经很老住在那个老人院里面。
Because of old age dementia, she had forgotten almost everything.
由于年纪大，她得了失忆症，所以她已经忘了所有的东西。
She did not even recognize her loved ones, did not recognize her son, Pastor Lee.
他已经记不得 他都认不出那些他以前所亲爱的人，甚至他连儿子都不认了。
She only remembered one thing, and she would repeat over and over again that one thing from morning to night.
但是有一件事情他一直记住，他会从早晨到晚上一直反复的唠叨。
And Pastor Lee said everyone at the nursing home were scared of her because she was kind of like nuts.
当时那个李宏牧师说，当时那个老人院里面的保育员都很害怕他，因为他的表现行为简直有点像疯子一样。
And she would say something like, "Jesus loves me."
他反复唠叨这句话：耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me, and Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱我，耶稣也爱你。
From morning to night, that's all she said. Jesus loves me, and Jesus loves you.
从早晨到晚上，他一直反复的唠叨。耶稣爱我，也爱你。
Now as I'm getting older,
我自己现在也
preparing for old age.
也在为我们也为我以后的年迈的时候做打算。
And I'm realizing that my memory is starting to go.
我发觉我的记忆不如以前了。
Now I have to realize that maybe one day I'll start forgetting most of you.
也许有一天，我连在座的各位我都记不得了。
Most of the skills that I know, one day I will not remember them either.
我一生所学会的各种各样的技能技巧，有一天也许我都忘了。
If I only had one more memory left, what would I want it to be?
如果我的记忆当中有一件事能够留下来的话，是什么
？How I wish I could be like Mrs. Lee.
如果我真希望我能够像李红英牧师的那年迈的母亲一样。
Jesus loves me and He loves you.
耶稣爱我，耶稣也爱你。
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world.Just give me Jesus.
给我耶稣基督，你可以拿去全世界。
What would that one memory be for you?
在座的，你们的记忆当中唯一的一件事情将是什么呢？
If you could only remember one thing in your life,
如果你一生当中只能记起一件事情的话，
Let it not be like, oh, I was a millionaire.
最好不要是，我曾经是一个百万富翁。
I had two PhDs.
我有两个博士学位。我有两个博士学位。
Or I spoke 5 Chinese dialects.
我能讲五种中国的方言。
I was a driver of a Porsche.
我曾经开车开过 Porsche.
What are you passing on to your children and the important people in your life?
你给你的子孙和你生活当中最重要的人，你给传给他们的东西是什么呢？
My friends, what is the most important thing for you?
朋友们，你一生当中最重要的事情是什么呢？
The vision of the Matilda Ministry Center has been years in the making.
我们这个 Matilda 这个事工中心已经准备了好几年了。
2 years ago, the church leadership presented the plans to the congregation.
两年以前，教会的理事会把这个建造 Matilda 计划的计划给呈现给。在座的每一位
Do you still remember that?
大家还记得吗？
We looked at all the architectural drawings and the 3D simulation.
我们当时看了那些建筑图纸，甚至看了 3D 立体的模拟动画。
I was in England and I saw some of those videos and I went like, wow.
我当时在英国，我看见这些那个视频的时候，我觉得 wow, 真了不起。
And last year you demolished my old home.
去年你把我那所老房子给拆了。
And you began the construction.
所以开始施工建造新的房子。
Today we are near the completion.
今天我们已经这个施工工程马上就要完毕了。
It's grand. When I pulled up into the parking lot, I couldn't even believe my eyes. It is so beautiful.
当我的车子开到那个停车场时，看见这栋房子的时候，我都大吃一惊，很漂亮啊。
But maybe some of us are secretly thinking, "Oh, it's not really as big as I thought it would be."
也许我们在座有些人心里面在偷偷的想，这个楼看上去并不像我想象的那么好嘛。
Because you've probably been secretly driving around Somerset and you found another huge church and you said, "Hey, I wish we were like that."
因为你也许有很多时候在开车在这个 Somerset 在兜看别的教会有的教会你发现他们的建筑非常的宏伟，你就想，我们教会的建筑能像他们就好。
And you might be thinking, oh, 5 years ago, Pastor Ian promised us that one day our church would look like this.
你也会说，五年以前，马伊安牧师曾经向我许诺，有一天我们的教会的建筑会像这样。
Yeah, and the inside would look like this. It would be great.
里边像这样，那就很好了。
But the Matilda Ministry Center is more like the stone monument by the river.
然而，事实上是，我们的 Matilda 事工中心就像这个约书亚记里边的石碑一样。
But brothers and sisters, remember.
但是弟兄姐妹们，请记住。
The Matilda Ministry Center is a construction initiated by God.
我们这个 Matilda 事工，这个事工是神发起让我们去做的。
As an answer to countless prayers for God's guidance and wisdom and direction.
神回应了我们的无数的祷告，我们求神给我们智慧，给我们引导。
God said, "Build it."
神说。建造这样一个堂
，despite how insignificant or significant it may be，
不管这个堂将来看起来是如何的不起眼，或者如何的起眼
，because God's faithfulness will be demonstrated，
因为神的信实将要得到彰显。
It's not to be built with pomp and glamour，
啊，我们造这个楼的时候，并不是啊开锣打啊开锣打鼓啊这样的喧嚣。
If you look over at the building later on, you realize that we don't have a lot of all the bells and whistles.
啊，你再仔细看这些这个建筑的话，你会发现这没有很多很花里胡哨的东西。
But it's built with countless painful months of planning and execution.
但是这个建筑是通过无数的日日夜夜，无数个月份，我们仔细的准备，仔细的打算，精打细算而成功了。
Every brick contains the sacrifice of your money, your blood, your sweat, your tears.
这个建筑的每一块砖头都凝聚了我们的心血，我们的时间和我们的金钱。
The building testifies not to our human strength and wisdom, but to our weakness.
神，这个建筑所见证的不是我们的刚强。我们的智慧，相反，它见证的是我们的软弱。
But it tells of God's strength and His wisdom.
但它见证的也是神的智慧和神的刚强。
Because God takes those river stones, our painful, our weak things, and declares His victory with them.
因为神正是用这些软弱的东西，用我们一生当中这些软弱的东西，就像约旦河的这些石块一样，用来宣告他的成功、他的刚强、他的得胜。
And it's built to pass on to the next generation and to all the generations the knowledge of God's faithfulness.
这个建筑也是用来向我们的子子孙孙向他们见证神的信实。
The center would serve as a sign for our children, our neighborhood, and our world.
这个事工中心将会成为一个证据，将来向我们的孩子，向我们的邻里街坊来见证神的信实。
It reveals to us what is really important to us.
他向人们展示的是我们心目当中所重视的到底是什么。
God told this church to build the Matilda Ministry Center.
神让这个教会建造 Matilda 事工中心。
He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God.
为的是地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
CCCS has built well.
美德教会建造的好。
I commend you before God.
啊，在前面我在神面前我为你们记功。
A monument that testifies to the crossing of the Jordan.
这是一个丰碑，用来纪念我们如何跨过约旦河。
People of God, I believe we can truly give thanks for this.
我想我们应该为此真正的献上我们的感谢。
But as we come to a close now in this.Interaction with God's Word.
啊，当我们快要结束我们这个讲道的时候
，I need to ask you once again.
我再次问大家
，What are you building with your life?
你一生当中所花的精力去建造的是什么呢
？With what are you building?
你用什么东西来建造呢
？And why are you building?
你为什么去建造呢
？Let God's Word speak to your heart.
求神的话能够对你的心说话。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, all of us are building.
神啊，我们所有的人都在建造什么东西
？Some of us build our kingdoms and our empires.
有的人在建造我们自己的王国，我们的帝国。
Oh God, we hope that one day we will not hear you say to us, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?"
神啊，我们真希望有一天，我们真不希望有一天我们会听见你对我们说，愚蠢的人呐、啊，今晚我就要索取你的性命，你所建造的这东西还有什么用呢
？Because unless God, you build the house, the builders labor in vain.
因为神，除非你自己建造，否则我们枉然劳力。
Help us, O Lord God, to build the right things.
主啊，求你帮助我们建造。你要我们建造的东西
to build not upon our strengths but upon the testimony of how you have saved us.
我们建造的东西不是依靠我们自己的能力，而是用来见证你是如何拯救了我们。
God, you today you challenge us to consider what is truly important for us.
神啊，你今天向我们发出挑战，让我们重新审视一下我们心目当中认为最重要的事情是什么。
Oh God, we long that it will be.Jesus loves me.
神啊，但愿我们每一个人当中最重要的事情就是我们记住耶稣基督爱我。
May all the things that we build in our lives testify to that one unchangeable fact that Jesus, you love each and every one of us.
但愿我们每一个人一生当中所建造的东西，最终是都用来见证耶稣基督是如何的爱我们。
They can have all the world.
他们可以拿去世界上所有的东西。
But give us Jesus.
但只要给我们耶稣基督。
For in His name we pray.
奉他的名我们祷告。